Brandon Moore, after an outstanding career here, you're going to retire a New York Jet. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, I fought my way in here as a, you know, undrafted free agent, you know, every day looking over my shoulder, and to feel like you've, you know, made an impact on an organization, as big or small as, you know, you may think it is, for them to have you back and to formally announce it in a professional manner. It's definitely a great honor.
You mentioned some of the great coaching you got. Can you talk specifically about some of the guys who stood out to you who were so influential, both coaches and players?
Yeah, I mean, there's a long list. A direct impact, you know, that would be my position coach. It would be the Doug Marrones, who's up in Buffalo. It would be, of course, Bill Callahan. Those two coaches that had a direct influence on me every day definitely had a big impact. Some indirect impact, you know, Herm Edwards, you know, Mike Westhoff, Ted Cottrell, all these names that, you know, people have kind of forgotten, and Jimmy Ray, and, you know, coaches along the way that, you know, stood in my corner. You know, I could sit here and go on and on the people that had an impact on me. But a lot of them was, you know, the guys in my room, the offensive line room, offensive coaches, and guys that I really looked to as inspirations.
As far as the games, you experienced a lot of ups, a lot of downs. What stands out as far as some of the highlights?
You know, 04 going to the playoffs, and going to Pittsburgh, we lost in a tough way. But, you know, that team was a very good team. That, you know, that was my first 4 year starting, getting a taste of that in my first year. And I just thought it'd be like that every year. And I remember that first playoff win when we had it, and just feel like, man, is this what a playoff win is like? You know, I want to have a lot of these. And, you know, the 09 and 010 runs, I had a lot of fun there. I mean, you know, a team that came together when a lot of people didn't expect it, a veteran team led by a new coach, they lit a fire in a lot of guys, and we tried to make a run at it. But those times, you know, not necessarily games, but those years, you know, 9, 10, 04, you know, bring back a lot of memories for me, and I'm very proud of the experiences they brought.
Speaking of pride, how proud are you of what you and your wife have done in the community, especially coming over here now to New Jersey and helping out inner city areas such as Newark?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something we both wanted to do, but she's kind of led the way with the foundation and trying to do the things we're doing in Newark with the Boys and Girls Club there. We do a lot of work with them, and you know, right now we're just trying to work out the transition from former football player and figuring out what we're going to do with our lives and in the community. And, you know, but I couldn't have done it without her, and we're going to try to continue to do that, especially since we're taking our roots here in New Jersey.
And what do you think's next for Brandon Moore? I've been telling you, you look great. It looks like you lost about 40 pounds. What's going to be the next phase, the next chapter for Brandon Moore?
You know, I don't know. You know, I didn't know, you know, playing football would bring me here where I am today. I don't know what, you know, career is going to lead me into the future, but I'm going to take my time and enjoy my family, enjoy myself, relax it, and not you forget how wound up being a professional football player, how stressful it is until you finally come down from not playing. And, you know, I'm just enjoying life and just enjoying, you know, just having a little freedom mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and just enjoying life. And wherever it leads me is where it will.